Well, I'll try to reduce my 47-minute homily down to 42 minutes because of the video and commitment weekend. But I'll cut out quite a bit here and just have a brief remark. The gospel today, Jesus gives evidence to something we often take for granted, which is the depth of the incarnation of God as man. It's very simple and straightforward things in some ways. But if you think about it, he became man, he became poor, and he became powerless unto death. In a way, the true measure of a man is in self-emptying, as modeled by Christ, not in the most powerful, not in the most intelligent, not in the most successful, all these worldly things. In the end, it's about how he is willing to self-empty for others. You get a certain sense of this self-emptying in a certain question. Was the power of Christ known even to the demons? And it's a question that St. Thomas addresses, right? You can see certain tidbits of this in the scriptures in Luke 4:41, but he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Messiah. So you think they knew who he was. And in Mark 1:21-21, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So you think the demons know. In the Summa Theologica, in the third part, question 41, article 1, in the reply to objection 1, Thomas addresses this. And he says, as Augustine says, Christ was known to the demons only so far as he willed, not as the author of eternal life, but as the cause of certain temporal effects, from which the demons formed a certain conjecture that Christ was the Son of God. But since the demons observed in him certain signs of human frailty because of the incarnation, they did not know for certain that he was the Son of God. Wherefore the devil wished to tempt him. We'll see this next Sunday, the first Sunday of Lent, in the reading, the temptation in the desert, where the devil is, if you are the Son of God, do this, do that, right? He's not sure. He's got conjecture. He's trying to figure it out. But the incarnation and the humility of God is throwing the demons or the devil off. He can't figure it out. He thinks that the Son of God should come in great power, and yet he comes in a certain humility. Thus we see in the Gospel of Mark various passages, scripture passages, Jesus' quick rebuke and command to the demon to be quiet, as Christ did not will to be known further by the demons and for other people not to, he did not want to be known fully by people in regards to his divinity. Rather, Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, not by powerful deeds, but by suffering from him and his members, so he could conquer not by power, but by righteousness. So, humility is the cell of self-knowledge, as St. Catherine of Siena says. And the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and that is both a window and a mirror, a glimpse of the kingdom of God, but also a glimpse into our soul. And we see in a window the littleness of Christ in this regard, and the way that we should follow, in particularly to revel in our littleness. So as we celebrate, as we prepare to celebrate Lent, and we're coming through this season into the first, to Ash Wednesday in the Lent, I would recommend we find a particular way in our Lenten penance and practice to find a way to be smaller, to be little, and to be more and more like Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.